We've now heard that South Africa is developing its own vaccine facility, technical transfer hub, with the French, with the support of the French government. Thank you, Monsieur Macron. Which means that in some time, according to Vigdis, 12 to 18 months or so, South Africa will regularly be receiving or will regularly be producing vaccines. If we look at every country where vaccines have become more prevalent, for example, the United States, which has almost reached population immunity, I think, if we count the 12 to 17-year-olds, or at the very least, they've gotten a long way towards it. And some countries in the EU, which have actually reached vaccine immunity, population immunity, you have to start thinking about a world in which corporations, hospitals, office buildings, and even homes start to say, you had the option of being vaccinated, and so I need you to come back to work. We heard that from Arabelia's business report last Friday. Morgan Stanley's CEO saying, y'all have to come back to work. No more working from home. You've had access to the vaccine, and it's time for you to come into the office. And many of those workers saying, well, this working from home thing actually works for me. We want to find out to the extent to which labor law might be affected here in South Africa. Can your boss say to you, for as long as vaccines are available, you must be vaccinated? What rights do you have? Where did the voluntary part fall away? Annelie Besuitenhout is the Director of Employment Law at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr and joins me this morning. Annelie, welcome to Breakfast with Rufilo. How are you doing this morning?
Good, thanks, Rufilo, and thank you for having me.
Of course. As we're ramping up our vaccinations, what is it that you're seeing across the world insofar as labor law is concerned, whether or not we are possibly going to be required to take our vaccines?
We're seeing, and we're also part of a lot of discussions about policies. So all employers are now in the process of assessing their workplaces, seeing what's changing, where does the third wave leave us, but more importantly, what are they going to do about vaccinations and are they going to make it mandatory?
Yes, and are they?
Well, they have the election. So there's a directive that's been issued on the 11th of June by the Department of Labor and in terms of the Occupational Health and Safety Act. And it says that employers have the right to make vaccination policies mandatory, but it also requires them to undertake a risk assessment first. So they need to look at their workforce and they need to have internal discussions and do this risk assessment. And that brings us into a whole different complicated realm of what would ultimately happen to that employee. But the employee must also have a reasonable expectation that if they are, for example, in a high-risk workplace, refusing to be vaccinated, your employer has the right to then enter into discussions with you about how you'll be reasonably accommodated elsewhere, because they have an obligation in terms of the Occupational Health and Safety Act to keep you safe.
Got it. This all makes sense, I suppose, for me to read the policy of a company before I join it, you know, and then I can make the call constitutionally and within my rights to say, I don't want to work for a company that makes people take vaccines. This seems to be the tricky part, is people who are already in there, right?
Yes. But those people can also be rest assured that directive protects them, as long as they have valid reasons.
Okay. Annelie, thank you very much for this insight. Director of Employment Law Practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr, Annelie Besuitenhout, thank you very much for your insight and expertise.